Well, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. If I haven't met you before, my name is Ian. You may have recognized me from my children's shirts earlier, which I admit is a very strange way to meet somebody for the first time, but there you go. I wonder if you can think about the last time that you were waiting for something. Now, I'm aware that as I look out around the room today, there are some parents with some very sleepy eyes, and I know that you've been awake since 4 a.m. this morning, waiting for your kids to wake up, waiting for the time to be there so that you can start enjoying Christmas together. That's the way it works, right? You know, there's something really exciting about the sense of waiting, of counting down days to a special event or a special occasion. I remember just the excruciating excitement that there was every time as a kid I was waiting to meet up with a friend or to go on a play date, running to the window every time the car came. Are they here yet? Are they here yet? To be honest, I probably haven't changed that much. If there's an opportunity to play board games, I'm still going, are they here yet? Are they here yet? Or you get that text from Australia Post saying that a package is arriving today, and there's the excitement. It's finally coming. See, there's this excitement that comes with waiting, and then when the thing that you are waiting for arrives, this sense of joy and wonder. And today, on Christmas Day, I want to explore the story of Simeon, a guy that we don't normally associate with the Christmas story, and yet somebody who was waiting so eagerly for Jesus. Now, just a little bit of context before I get into our Bible reading for today. This is set 30 or 40 days after Jesus is born. And Mary and Joseph and Jesus, they've moved on from that stable in Bethlehem. And they are now in Jerusalem. They are going to the Jerusalem, to the temple in Jerusalem, because they want to do what the law has asked them to do. And so they are heading there. And so we're going to pick up our story in Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Here in this passage, we have a guy named Simeon who is waiting for the consolation of Israel. In fact, some translations translate it as eagerly waiting. There is this excitement present here for Simeon. Now, it wasn't that unusual for people of this time to be waiting for the Messiah. Most people were waiting for the Messiah. Most people were waiting for this king to come who were going to free them from Roman oppression. And yet there's something different about Simeon's story. Because for Simeon, God has promised him, you are going to see the Messiah. Can you imagine what that would have been like for him? Every day when he wakes up, there's that question. Is today the day? Is today going to be the day? Am I going to be walking down the streets in Jerusalem and there he is, kind of like surrounded with this glory, God just kind of highlighting him to me? As he has a conversation with someone, is this the person? And then every night as he goes to sleep, well, wasn't today. But God, is it going to be tomorrow? This is not just waiting for something like a special event like Christmas or Easter or a birthday. This is living in this constant state of readiness and expectation. Living in this constant state of excitement. Is today the day? And I really love that image of Simeon waiting expectantly, excitedly for the Messiah to come. And as I've been reflecting on it this year, it's kind of led me to another question. And I want to ask you today, what are you waiting on God for this Christmas? Because I think we all have things that we are waiting for, things that we are hoping for. There are things in our lives that we struggle with, things in our lives that are not quite the way we hope. And so we're waiting and hoping and expecting. And I want to explore Simeon's story today for some of the things that we have been given through Jesus. Because maybe they are some of the things that you are waiting on this Christmas. Verse 25, it said, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him." Now, the consolation of Israel, that's not really something that we talk about very much. In fact, I must confess, when I read this and that kind of jumped out at me, I went to Google and went, what does consolation of Israel mean? But it comes from the word console. It is about comfort. It is about somebody coming alongside you and seeing your pain, your hurt, your frustration, your anger, your sadness. And it's this beautiful picture of somebody sitting down beside you and putting their arm around you, comforting you. And so Simeon is waiting for God to come and comfort the people of Israel. And to Simeon and others of the people of Israel at this time, to them that looked like a leader coming to free them from Roman oppression, a leader coming to restore Israel to be its own nation. But there's something special about that picture of waiting for God to comfort. Because maybe that's what you've been waiting for this year. Maybe you have been waiting for God to come and comfort and console you. Because maybe this year has been a hard year. Maybe this year has been a year that has taken so many unexpected turns that you just don't know where you are anymore. It's been difficult and tiring and exhausting. Maybe it's been a year filled with loss and sadness. And so one of the beautiful things about Jesus is the many names and titles that he has. And one of the beautiful ones that he has that we remember at Christmas time is Emmanuel. This title of God with us. God reaching out from heaven to comfort us and be with us and love us. This idea of God made flesh coming down to dwell among us. God who understands what the difficulties of life are, the frustrations of life, the hard things of life. God who understands what it means to be human. This idea of God made flesh, God with us, right in the middle of those trials, God in the middle of those temptations, those frustrations, the pain that we feel. And at Christmas, we remember the beautiful truth that God Himself came down to be born as a baby. This is God reaching out from heaven to go, I am with you in amongst the pain, in amongst the hurt, in amongst all those things that are going on in your life. I am there with you. I love that beautiful picture of consoling someone, that idea of somebody coming and sitting down beside you and just putting their arm around you. And maybe this Christmas, that's what you're waiting for. That little bit of comfort. That knowledge that somebody is with you, watching over you, beside you. And we see that in Jesus. Simeon's story continues with verses 28 to 29. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. Simeon sees Jesus and he takes him in his arms and he praises God. And then the amazing thing is, he feels peace in that moment. Even though nothing external to Simeon has changed right now, there is something about this moment that brings him peace. Israel is still under Roman occupation. Israel is still part of Rome. And yet Simeon feels peace. Nothing around him has changed. And this is one of those beautiful gifts that Jesus brings us at Christmas. And maybe this is what you're waiting for. Maybe you're hoping and waiting for peace. Maybe there is something inside you that's not feeling right. There's this anxiousness, this worry, this fear, this overwhelm of everything that is going on around you, and you just want peace. And so how blessed are we that at Christmas we worship Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Shalom, bringing peace to weary and anxious hearts. And this term peace, normally we think about peace as being just peace from conflict. Or as a parent, you might think about peace, that moment when the kids are finally asleep at night and there is quiet in the house. And yet this peace, this shalom that Jesus brings is about so much more than just a lack of conflict. It's this idea of wholeness and completeness that's brought to our hearts, to our souls. This idea that even though everything around us may still be chaotic and everything around us isn't right yet, we feel peace in that moment. Because we know that the world is still in need of help. We know that Jesus is still to come again and bring everlasting peace, and yet the Prince of Peace has come to bring peace to our hearts, to our souls, to our minds. Even though our external situations may not change, it's this beautiful gift that we hold and we carry with us into the places around us. Thanks to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Simeon's story continues with verses 30 to 32. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. See, Simeon knows that the Messiah, this one that he has been waiting for, has come for a purpose. He has come to save. He has come to rescue. He has come to bring hope. And I love in what Simeon declares over Jesus here, because he understands that Jesus is not just for the people of Israel, but he's for the Gentiles as well. Jesus has come for everyone to set them free. Because this Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas, he is the Savior of the world. He is the one who can rescue all people. Because Simeon understands that the people of Israel need help. He knows that they can't do it themselves. They've tried, and it didn't work out so well. He knows that there is this understanding that they need someone else. They need God to step in and rescue them, to help them. And we know that Jesus didn't come as a conquering king just to rid the people of the oppression that they were suffering, that physical oppression. Jesus came to set people free. He came to reach out to those who were pushed to the edges of society, those who were pushed to the outside, and to invite them in, to give them the dignity and the place within society that they deserve. Jesus came to set people free from the bondage of sin, the things that, the chains that hold us and separate us from God, to break them and reunite us with our Creator. He came to bring freedom to those who are bound in sickness or in blindness, to give them light and hope and freedom. And maybe this Christmas, this is what you're waiting on God for. Maybe you have been trying to do things your way and it hasn't worked. There's a recognition inside you that you need help. You need to do things a different way, to come to Jesus and to try it his way. Maybe it's that realization that you need help, that you can't just do it on your own. And when we look at Jesus, this birth of a baby born and laid in a manger, this is an invitation into the kingdom of God. This is a Savior, a rescuer who has come to set us free and to reunite us with the God who loves us, who cares for us, who wants us. It is an offer of salvation, rescue for all who wish to take it. Because the thing is, life is hard and life is overwhelming, and I don't know about you, but I'm somebody who learns something and then I get distracted and I need to learn the same lesson again sometimes. And so maybe this Christmas there is something going on in your life and you are waiting on God for something. But the beautiful thing is, what we are waiting for has already been given to us in the person of Jesus. Because Jesus is God with us, reaching out from heaven to offer us comfort, to console us in amongst the pain and the struggles and the challenges of life. Jesus is the Prince of Peace who has come to bring shalom, wholeness and completeness to our weary and anxious hearts. And he is the Savior of the world, come to help us and rescue us when we realize we can't do it on our own. Who are you waiting on this Christmas? Because it's found in Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus today, as we remember this incredible gift given to us, Lord, we thank you for the way that you change us. We thank you for the way that you offer us hope. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. For the Prince of Peace and the Savior of the world. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to go to you with our needs, our worries, our concerns this Christmas, knowing that you love us, you care about us, and you want the best for us. Lord, these things we pray in your name. Amen.